This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me today is Richard Scott with Mathnasium in Auburn. Welcome, Richard. It's a pleasure seeing you today.
Well, thank you for having me, Susanna. Glad to be here. Glad to be a part of it.
Well, tell me about Mathnasium. What do you guys do there? I know it's tutoring, but obviously I think it's about math, but give us a little details about what you do.
Yeah, so a lot of people think of tutoring, I guess, in a traditional aspect where you're sitting down one-on-one with a tutor that you hire individually. But Mathnasium is more than that, and it's not just tutoring. It is so we assess every child and we determine their exact strengths and weaknesses. We determine exactly where they are in their, in their struggles, or maybe they're even advanced and they want more enrichment. We're able to determine exactly where they are, and we give them a learning plan that is tailored to meet their exact needs. And then we give them personalized instruction from a team of instructors. And then that builds them up from wherever they are, whether they're struggling or advanced. We continue to develop them and bring them along and give them confidence in math along the way. And also our instructors, a lot of times when you think of a tutoring situation, you're thinking about a tutor sitting next to you, checking mm-hmm. your homework and things like that. And we do homework help, but we are also trying to get the student to demonstrate to the instructor their math knowledge. So when we, when they are answering a question, we try to bring the answer out of them rather than helping them along with it. And so that they are demonstrating, we sit across the table from them. We're very intentional about that, sitting across the table from them and not next to them. And so that helps them when they are able to achieve the right answers, then they are face to face with someone telling that person the answer. And that also gives them confidence. Things like that are more than just your tutoring, but we at Mathnasium, also when you look at a tutoring situation, you're really looking at putting a Band-Aid, just putting a Band-Aid on something and not really addressing maybe a core issue. But at Mathnasium, we, in that assessment, we may have a child that is a couple years behind and is missing some concepts from prior years. And so we are able to determine what concepts they are lacking in, and we address those specific concepts. And we will not just, address the homework or the upcoming test. We will do those things, but we are more concerned with what is causing their misunderstanding of the material that they're looking at currently in class. And
actually solving the problem instead of just getting through the next test. Yeah. Yes. That makes sense. So how did you get into the tutoring business, Richard? How did you get into offering this type of service?
So I was drawn to this business mainly because I'll just admit I struggle at math. And
me too.
And always have. And honestly, just chose my major in college and my career path, or there is a lot of fear or trepidation when it comes to, it's like, well, I can't do that because it requires a lot of math, or I wanted to be an architect, or I had a lot of interest in being an architect, but that's going to require a lot of math. And so I was like, well, I can't do that. Really, I wanted to unlock children's futures by giving them confidence in math, because if you do that, then you open the whole world to them. They can be a doctor, an architect, an engineer, whatever they want to be. But a lot of people, select themselves to
career choices, other
things. And so, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, tell me a little bit about you. What do you do for fun when you're not working with Mathnasium? What do you do for fun?
Well, so I have three children and they're quite active. And so I guess my fun is centered around their activities. So my girls are heavily involved in volleyball. And so we enjoy doing that. As far as hobbies go, I play guitar and I'm currently taking lessons here locally and have been playing a long time, but just wanted to, you know, learn some more. But And then also I do pottery a little bit. So,
okay. Those are sound like fun hobbies. I need to get a hobby myself. I was just thinking about that the other day. The guitar is good and pottery. That's something, you know, both of those are very good hobbies that give you a sense of achievement. So looking at Mathnasium, part of the reason I do this podcast is to encourage people to go into business for themselves and kind of get some tips or advice from people who are in business for themselves. What kind of challenges have you overcome, either personal or in your business, that has made you a stronger person and your business a stronger business?
Well, I think just the game changes when you take on ownership and you are fully responsible for everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. And you really at that point learn how to, you know, really work and really get after it. And I don't, you know, if you're looking to get into business on your own, you know, you're not going to feel that until you have taken the step and you have you know, form the LLC, and you don't have to do anything fancy for that. Just go to the courthouse. You just fill out the paperwork online. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very, very simple. So, you know, do those things and just get started. But I think naturally, and some things come naturally and instinctively once you are in that position. And yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of challenges with staffing and developing people and making sure that you're taking care of those people. And I think those are probably the biggest challenges and maybe your most important things is taking care of people and making sure they're that you've given them the right expectations and that you're following up on those expectations. And I don't know, there's a lot of things, but
yeah, yeah, but it's worth it. Right. So yeah, going back to Mathnasium, what is, do you come across any misconceptions that people have about the tutoring, about getting tutoring that maybe you'd like to clear up?
Maybe the biggest thing is that people have they want their problem solved and they want to get to the place where they're not where they are you know, making better grades. That's really what you want to see, better grades. Mm-hmm. At Mathnasium, as I said, we are addressing issues that may go, you know, a year or two or more back, and to address the real issue, the grades may not come immediately in math for some students. It may come after some time where they have been able to get in there and address some of the core issues that is causing their misunderstanding or giving them less confidence in class or on the tests. So it's just not an overnight fix. And why it's called Mathnasium is that, it's similar to the word, to gymnasium. It's like, you don't get out of shape overnight. It takes time to get back in shape. The same thing with math. You didn't get out of shape in math overnight. It took a while. And so it's going to take a while to get back in shape. And so, but that takes time at the center. People need to commit to come and, commit to, you know, learning and getting into it as much as possible so that they can get back in shape as soon as possible.
Well, definitely math is one of those things that if you miss a concept, you know, back a couple of years ago, it's messing up how you're understanding math today. So it's definitely something that progresses over time, and you have to learn one concept after another, or you'll have some deficiencies there.
Sure.
Yeah. So what is one thing to take away today that you would like listeners to know about Mathnasium?
Well, we give children confidence in math. We are changing lives through math. Okay. And so that is really our core purpose, our core, just our goal with every child is to help them excel at math and learn to love it as well. And I think that every child can learn to love math. Everybody can do it. And there's no such thing as being bad at math. It just takes, the right understanding and the right teaching. And we cater our needs for each child. And so, we want to change lives through math. So that's how we do it.
Well, how do you get in touch with you, Richard?
Well, you can email us at auburn@mathnasium.com or go to our website, mathnasium.com/Auburn, or call us at 334-329-7225. And, we have Elizabeth there at the center, and she's fantastic. And we have lots of great instructors that are eager and ready to help every student.
Well, thank you for joining me today. It's been a real pleasure learning about Mathnasium and learning more about you.
Well, thank you for your time, Susanna. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.